Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. My name today is going to be Sam. Ooh. Sam, but the one from Charmed. The original Charmed.
Oh, sassy Sam.
It's going to be Sam the White Lighter.
Okay.
That's me today. Who are you?
I'm going to be... You know what? I'm going to be Sigmund Freud.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking my unconscious has things happening today.
So, it is about halfway through January now. Mm. How are you feeling about this, like, reset that we kind of, like, say as a society that we're going to have on the 1st?
Okay. Every year, I feel like there's a reset. Except for this year. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have just had the foot on the gas pedal and it has not stopped. I do not know where this car is going. I'm not getting off because I'm interested to see the end of this. But also, I am quite scared. So, that's how I feel about 2021 so far.
I feel like it's... Yeah, kind of same thing. Like, it kind of just feels like an extension of 2020 at this point.
Yeah.
There's been like no real big significant shifts yet to like counter not just like I don't want it to just be like an uneventful year. I want to be a year full of like good shit. Yes. That's what I'm planning on or hoping on.
You know what? We're at the end of the 14-day subscription. So it's like you pay the fee and mm-hmm. we gotta go or we don't pay the fee.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to go back to 2020. It was a trash year. No, thanks. I don't know. This has been... Of course, there's everything that happened in the Capitol. All those things. Which, do you want to talk about it?
Okay, let's, like, briefly touch on it.
Okay.
Because, like, I feel like... And obviously, it has enough media attention.
Right. It has tons of media attention already. The only thing that I'm going to bring up about it is... It wasn't peaceful. Get him out. Let's move on.
Yeah. And for, like, people wondering that, like, why even bother with the process at this point? Because he's not going to get out of office before Inauguration Day. It's like, he can't run again.
Right.
And I think that's a big thing. Because, like, believe it or not, I feel like somehow he would still get pretty far in a race, and that's scary.
Oh, I honestly think if he were to run again in 2024, he would win. I feel like by that point, especially if things haven't really gotten into check with coronavirus, if people are still upset, the job market hasn't recovered and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I could totally see more Americans going to that side, believe in the conspiracy, and he would be the president again.
That's scary.
It's so, so scary.
That's like Hunger Games shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, he would be President Snow, and Orange Snow, I don't know. I'm just not here.
Don't eat Orange Snow.
No matter how appetizing it looks, don't touch it.
It's the best snow.
So I'm very happy that they did not succeed. Because I feel like that would be the part that would piss me off more than anything. Because he'd get on the news and like, this is the best coup of a government ever in the history of a coup. And I was just like, Andrew, turn off the television. But I am looking into Canadian citizenship. That's definitely on my radar.
Nice, nice.
Canada, I think that might be the place to go. Even though Trudeau's got his things, I think Canada might be better.
I've considered Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. First, I have to visit it because I've never even visited.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. I've moved somewhere without visiting it first, which was Albany.
Ah.
So I can just pick up and resettle.
Kind of just make it and see what happens.
Yeah, I also moved to the United States without ever visiting the United States.
There you go. I think it could be a good move. I think that it will be fun. Personally, I want to live in Toronto. That's where I want to be at.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Toronto's the place to go.
Toronto's the place to go. And they've got a great gay scene. Like, I just feel like it'd be the Wizard of Oz of Gayland. Like, that is the place to go. So I'll take Canada. I'm not moving down south. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it's between Canada and California. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just we're going to see where the year goes right now.
Yeah. Play it by ear.
But I have not started doing research yet into, like, the passports and everything. Well, I need to get my passport.
Yes.
Need to get my passport again because I lost it. Because I am what? Irresponsible.
And now you know the importance of it.
Yes.
It's a forever document.
Yeah. But my picture was so bad, I can't wait to take a new one.
My passport picture was the only good picture I've ever had on an ID. Like, it was real cute. And then, of course, I lost that one. So I had to get another, and I was, like, sneezing in it. So, these people, they didn't like me.
So what are we talking about this week?
So today we're talking about, oh my gosh, I'm going to do it in the act right now, censorship. We are talking about censorship, and you know what? When I think of censorship, the first thing I'm just going to say is I think of the bleep sound whenever somebody says fuck on television. Mm-hmm. That's all I think about.
I think of, like, the, like, black bar, like, they use on, like, videos and stuff.
Ah, to cover up the titties.
Yeah. Then just, like, a censored across. Just, like, black bar, white text.
Just censored in big words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I've never understood why that was done in, like, different TV shows in the past. Like, they wrote censored over it. Like, I know they did not create this person with a black moving bar over their face. I know that this is a censor. You don't have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, so I think, like, censoring something, and I guess this goes to the idea of, like, can censorship be sexy? And I think that less is more sometimes, especially in, like, marketing or... just depending on where you're doing this. Yeah. And I don't know.
See, I can agree with you that less is more and less can be sexier. So, like, marketing censorship. Like, I know if you look at lingerie ads, there's only specific shots they can use that go on television. There's specific exposure that there can be of the body, but there's specific areas that have to be covered where it changes how readily available that ad can be to the public, like on television compared mm-hmm. to the internet. So, like, I see those things, and I honestly find the ones that are on just standard television that are definitely more censored look sexier. I just don't, give me some mystery. If I censorship, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I think mystery is a good way to put it because it attracts people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it makes it more arousing in a way. You know what I mean? It's like kind of like that forbidden, like, look, don't touch.
Yes.
Type of thing. And, like, sometimes that can be very, very, like... or people can fetishize it, you know what I mean? Like, to want what they can't have, or, like, to be teased.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people love being teased. I love being teased.
It's fun.
And it's and when you do it on, like, the big screen and stuff like that, like, if done properly, like, it doesn't always have to show a full-on, like, blown sex scene to have, like, a romantic moment on screen.
Right.
Like, just, like, with the guidelines of what is allowed in movies. Although, I think the guidelines are very biased and completely unfair. They're kind of just, like, made by a group of, like, people who decide to, this is going to be R. This is going to be, like, PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I believe a lot of it was based on, like, cishet men in a room saying, well, this is okay, and this is fine, but this is not okay. Because, like, now, I've seen a lot more dick on screen than I've ever seen on television.
Yeah.
Like, programs are just showing full-on frontal dick, and they would never show a guy's dick on television. But if you want to see some tits, boom. They're right up there on the screen. Mm-hmm. A breast full display. You can see it. And sometimes you can see, like, a woman's crotch. And it was like, oh, this is just normal in movies. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the playing field is being evened out. That they're showing more male nudity. And I'm like, okay, I like this, that now it's not just all one-sided. But I don't think the rating system is fair either.
Yeah. I also think that, well, I guess let's explore, like, the fairness of, like, the rating system. Like, have you ever seen that movie, This Film Is Not Yet Rated? Mm-hmm. It's so good. I highly recommend it for anyone listening. Mm-hmm. And it's basically about how, like, censorship has evolved over the years in film. And you notice that, like, there is more censorship. Like, it's rated, more adult rating. Mm-hmm. If it includes, like, LGBT stuff.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Like, if it's, like, okay, if it's, like, a boy and girl kissing, it's, like, oh, that's G. Mm-hmm. It's, like, if it's a boy and boy kissing, like, oh, that's PG-13.
That is so terrible.
But, like, that's true.
It is. It's true, and it's so angering. It's, like, wait, they're doing the exact same action, but we need to slap a 13-year-old label. Like, only a 13-year-old is going to get why these two men are kissing. Mm-hmm. When I don't think a young child understands at all either. They're like, why does mommy put daddy's face on her face? Like, it just, to them, they're like, whatever. I think when it comes to censorship, the biggest amount of censorship that I've seen, especially when it comes to, like, queer media or the LGBTQ plus media, mm-hmm. is the dating shows that I've seen that used to come on. Uh-huh. Where it was definitely heavily censored with cutout scenes, and then it came out with all this deleted footage where it's like, oh, this is too hot for them to show on national television. And it was like two dudes holding hands. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at this point, and, you know, YouTube is very guilty of this, but, like, even if you try to post, like, and What's the Safe Word talks about this, like, all the time, because they have, like, a lawsuit open with YouTube, regarding being, like, demonetized, basically because they're talking about, like, gay sexual health, and they're not, like, one of the mainstream guys that's making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you're making a lot of money on YouTube, they'll keep you up there no matter what you post.
Right.
And it's fucking ridiculous.
It really is.
Like, just like, oh, because it's two gay guys talking about sex, even if it's not graphic, like, no, that's, like, that's not allowed on YouTube.
YouTube throws me with the things that they allow and they don't allow. Mm-hmm. You can watch some of the most horrible, like, conspiracy-filled crazy things on YouTube. But if it's two gay people sitting there like, well, you know, some people have sex. It's like, no, we can't we need not show that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like, I can't expose my kids to that. It's like, how is it different than exposing your kids to not that? Like, to, like, just the fact that you start gendering, like, and creating, like, all these, like, social roles, mm-hmm. for, like, humans based on, like, birth and, like, being children, mm-hmm. like, they're brought up with these mentalities, I think that's pretty fucked up.
It really is.
I think censorship is needed in a lot of cases, mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times it can just go way too far. And I'm not talking about, like, extremes, like, you know, countries that, like, ban, like, Google and shit. Mm-hmm. But I mean, more so just, like, in, like, our everyday lives and consumption of media.
Right. I can see that. Like, I look at censorship when it comes to language. When I was younger and watching television, watching the news, especially, like, basic cable channels, any curse word was not allowed. Mm-hmm. Like, you couldn't say even damn. It was, like, that censored. Mm-hmm. And now, watching it, I'm like, the censorship has definitely changed. Because you can say shit. I think I've even heard fuck on, like, national television. But if you say Jesus Christ, they will bleep you. Mm-hmm. You will get a smooth just bleep. Because they're like, you're not saying that name. Uh-huh. But anything else you can almost say now. So to see how much it's changed, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely insane. Like you look at the things that you can say and even the things that you can show on TV now. Like you think of the pit crew on Drag Race on like VH1. Like before, like the only time they would show like guys in their underwear would probably be on like Baywatch or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right. There had to be a specific reason.
Yeah. But it's like no, now they're just modeling like on TV, like and being lusted for by other men. Mm-hmm. Like they're just being gay on TV, essentially.
Right. It's just like, oh, you're just full on gay out here on television, just be gay.
Yeah, it's like crazy to see that like that huge shift. But also I think some people think that like, oh, like okay, you got it. You're like gay people aren't censored anymore. It's like that's not true because of like the stuff that we were talking about earlier.
Right. The television shows the representation, it is nice, but it doesn't change the actions that happen outside of that realm.
Yeah. So yeah, and like we were saying, like the big dogs at the end of the day, if they're making money for the network, they're gonna let them show stuff. Mm-hmm. They'll figure out a way. And it's really money driven in most cases.
That's really what it is. It's like, oh, we're going to support it because we can get some more coins in our pocket. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see happening a lot, where it's like, But then I've also been noticing the different way things are actually coming out as far as programming. Mm-hmm. So like, I look at it now, let's say like Drag Race. We've got Drag Race comes on Fridays.
Right.
So I know on Fridays, on a lot of different networks, I'm going to see things that seem to be more LGBTQ+ friendly.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that, like, NBC, always on Fridays, they're advertising. You at least see something that's, like, queer or queer adjacent. Mm-hmm. The same thing with, like, TNT and stuff on Fridays. But then throughout the rest of the week, I never see those commercials. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed it only seems to happen when Drag Race is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, the targeting is very, very specific. So, and targeting is all about money. And targeted advertisement is all about money. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. I feel like we're being censored in, like, a variety of ways, but we're also being, like, selectively censored.
We are. I don't like the selective censoring process, you know, unless it's leading me to what I want. You know, if you're going to censor everything in the sink, so Kit Kats, here for it, because that means it's going to be a great show. But everything else, I'm like, I would like to at least see some of these things.
Yeah, honestly, for me as like, I feel like there should just be movies maybe based off like, okay, this is obviously a kid's movie. This is a family movie. This is an adult movie. And, like, you as a parent should decide when does my child switch from children movies to adult movies.
Right.
Like, I think just that general concept, like, should be individualized. And the censorship should be up to the parent. Although, some of the parents are going to take it really extreme, but regardless, they're taking it extreme now, I'm sure.
Right. I've seen like some parents and people that I know where they'll like be watching a movie with their kids and they like know that this movie is not appropriate, but they'll like fast forward through like the sex scenes or through the heavy violent scene. They'll just fast forward it. So it's like, okay, the kids aren't seeing this. I can see that. That's respectful censorship to me as a parent, if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't like when there's mass censorship or when there's like people who are like, well, you're not making something for kids. It's like, well, there's other things for kids out there.
Right.
Like, you can't take your child to a Halloween movie and be like, oh my God, Michael Myers is slashing people. That's what this movie is about. Yeah. Like, this is it. So as a parent, you need to censor your child and not take them.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to be told, like, okay, so, I mean, you look at a movie, like, the Freddy Krueger movies, Friday the 13th, and you know there's going to be blood. Mm-hmm. You know there's going to be gore. You know there's going to be violence. Like, all the label does is reaffirm that.
Right. Somebody's being killed on the cover. Like, what did you expect was going to happen here? I love watching people get upset about it. Because it's funny when I look at it, it's like, well, you took your child here. You chose to do these things. We can't really expect somebody to censor their own artistic work because then you're not getting the full work. Mm-hmm. I feel like in some cases, censoring can cheat us out of what we really wanted to experience.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes, like they're limited in the creative processes. Mm-hmm. And it's not like blatant censorship of like beeping or blurring or like boxing out. It's more like structural mm-hmm. censorship. Mm-hmm. And just because you're creating within these guidelines, and it's like when you're watching it, you can't tell, but also the fact that they didn't do like full on dick on Nickelodeon was mm-hmm. a censorship choice. Mm-hmm.
I just can't ever imagine, but I'm not going to put it into the air because I bet you it'll happen one day in my lifetime. They show full-on dick on Nickelodeon and it's just going to be an upward across the world. It's going to happen like, oh, SpongeBob dropped his pants and there's his dick or something.
He's already gay. He doesn't need to be the naked guy.
Yeah, we don't want him to be a flasher. He can't do it.
So let's take a break here, mm-hmm. and when we come back, let's talk about different artwork that or pieces that we've experienced with and without censorship and what we think about it.
Oh, yes. Hey, everyone. So just a little break in the show. I want to share some information so you can contact us, stalk us, and possibly touch us. It's how to get in contact with us. For the show. If you're on IG, go to Yo That's Gay Pod, and that is our IG. You can follow us and then message us, DM us. We have weekly posts on there about polls and things that we might be doing on the show, and we want to hear back from you.
Yep. You could also hit us up on Twitter. That's at Yo That's Gay Pod. We'll run the polls on Twitter also. So if you're not really on Instagram, you could still have your input put out there. And we'll just be like retweeting a bunch of junk and posting when episodes are ready. So hit us up there. DMs are also open and I'm checking them frequently.
I'm learning to check my DMs more. So, you know, I learned what a DM was recently. I'm going to be in them.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back. Took a little time to take a little drink, but we are going to talk about censorship and the uncensored and censored versions of different types of art and or media that mm-hmm. we've experienced.
Yeah. Okay. So like right off the bat, I think about like any Eminem CD. Like I always had to have the explicit version. Uh-huh. It just wasn't as good mm-hmm. with the curse words bleeped out or with like the different like words switched out. No, just like I feel like curse words are such a emotional word, or they are such emotional words that when you take them out, like you're not, like you said, you're not really experiencing that full artistic work. You're not reaching the peak in that moment where they're like, fuck you. They're like, boo you.
It takes away, you don't get that exclamation point in the sentence.
Right.
I remember I bought Trina's The Baddest Bitch album from Walmart. Now I bought the album, and this is dating myself, there were CDs out. So I grabbed like a little and I got the CD and I put it in my CD player, and the song The Baddest Bitch was supposed to come on. So I listened to this, like, I'm the baddest. And I'm like, bitch. Like, where are we?
Like, the baddest one.
Like, it was just silent. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I looked at the front of it. I'm like, Andrew, you picked up the censored version. What is wrong with you? The whole album was trash because it was censored.
Yeah.
Then I heard the uncensored version. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I remember like being in like middle school with like my Eminem CDs and my Avril Lavigne CD, and when she cursed in the second one in three different places. Yes. Like, I remember they would play the songs on the radio censored. I'm like, I'm better than you because I can hear this with bad words in it.
Yeah. It was amazing listening to her whole first album, and whenever I would hear one of the curses, I'm like, yeah, she said it. She's fucking serious.
Second album.
Oh, that was your second album.
Second album.
Okay.
I love Avril Lavigne. until I don't. Just like after her like third album, I was just like, no, you lost me, girl.
Yeah, once she got married to the guy from, is it Nickelback?
Or, also, have you heard this whole like Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory? That she's actually dead, and then they had another girl who looked just like her, like replace her, and that's Avril Lavigne that everyone knows now.
You know, I'm not gonna stray away from that because I've always felt she was different ever since what is it, Girlfriend came out.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. That's when I lost her.
Yeah, I'm like, who is this woman? Because this isn't Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, yeah. So after this, we're gonna watch a YouTube video about that.
Okay. I need to see this because I've always felt something's off about this Avril.
Yeah. So there's like, yeah, this whole conspiracy theory. Look it up, guys. And gals and folks.
Yes.
And people.
Y'all.
What should I call people? I don't know how to address people. I feel like that's a form of like self-censorship too. Like when you're like actively like avoiding certain words, or like you do it at work.
Okay.
Other people do it at work. I don't do it at work. I should.
You know what? I think of it the same way, that it's kind of like a self-censorship, because I do find myself monitoring my pronouns that I use a lot more heavily than I used to in the past.
Right.
I feel like it's a good form of self-censorship, but then I also feel sometimes it can be taken to the extreme where it's like, hang on, we can't even have a conversation at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Where it's never mind.
I get it.
It's like it just makes me so angry.
It's just words, they mean things. Like, I think of, so one form of censorship that I've seen when it comes to art, and I love yaoi. It's so cute. And if you don't know what that is, it's like gay anime. And it's not the hentai always sexual, but sometimes it's just like the guys have like a romantic relationship, or two girls have a romantic relationship.
It's just like gay media.
Yeah, it's like the gay media. So like I'll read some of these, or I'll see them, and the funniest things will happen. The anime will just be all on its own, or well, this is more a manga because it's a comic strip. You just reading it. And then you see like the two of them kiss, but they like put like a black line in between their faces so you can't see their lips touching. And it's like, they would not do this on any other comic book. But it's interesting to see that.
Yeah. That's, so you're saying it was specifically because it was boys?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So I've seen, well, like even in the extreme, gay anime that's like porn.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen anime companies from Japan that have produced this, where you'll see like full on naked men, but they like put a blur sensor over the tip of their dick.
Yeah.
Like right there. Yeah. Or like the opening to the vagina.
Yeah.
That part will be censored, but everything else will be in full
display. Yeah. It'll be like, yep, full on testicles, like freshly shaved. like the whole entire shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tip will be blurred out.
It's just this little line on the tip, and it's like, what? Is that like the sensual area? Like, I've seen a porn, and it was from Japan, and there was a woman who was spraying milk out of her ass. And so she's spraying milk out of her ass, and the only thing that's censored on her is her vagina. Mm-hmm. Everything else, they're like, nope, full on, you show it, we're all good. But you better not show her vagina. And I found out that that was actually a legal thing. They weren't legally allowed to show that. And I'm like, okay, censorship.
Yeah, that's like when countries take it to the more extreme. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the censorship laws in the United States at the moment? Just in general, like, what's overly censored, what's not censored enough?
What I think is overly censored in American media is honestly, to me, the effects of war. Mm-hmm. I know for a while that there was either some kind of legislation or it was actually some kind of law that was on the books that you weren't able or allowed to show caskets of American soldiers who had been killed in war coming back to the States. Like, they weren't allowed to show them on television. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's one of the forms of censorship that we do not need. Mm-hmm. Just as people who are part of the country, people who are here, we need to see the effects of war and what happens to the people who are fighting for us.
Yeah, like, because these are decisions that, like, we as a society elect people to make.
Right.
So when you make those decisions, like, we should see the outcomes of those decisions, because we basically helped, like, that happen or that or get to that point.
Right.
You know what I mean? So absolutely, I think war is something that you don't hear much about, even in, like, just like mainstream television, like, you know, they were at war, you know. And it's just kind of like always this, like, oh, well, like, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, we know, you know, he's fucked up now.
Right.
He's suffering from PTSD, but it's like, it's not talked about enough.
Right. It's like you said, it's just like, you know, like, you walk into the family dinner and you see your one uncle there and it's like, he was in war, you know, don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Get some food and sit down. Like, if we're not talking about it. And I feel like the censorship takes away that conversation. Because mm-hmm. we need to see, no matter what you do, no matter who you vote for, you're complicit in the actions of the country when it comes to war. So if we don't see what's happening, we don't know. To us, it's just that war, as opposed to, no, people from our country are going and dying. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at it. So right. I feel like, don't censor that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Also, I think something that is, I think, adequate, but also maybe should also be more at parent discretion, so can sometimes be overly censored, is just like children's television. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like, I don't know, just like when you watch a kid's show, yeah, like, it's all happy and everything, but like, it's like these very simplified concepts of like good and bad. It's like there's always like a bad guy. And I'm just like, well, like, maybe we could teach kids about like other stuff too. Like, not just like there's always someone bad out to get you.
Right.
That's kind of what, like, and I'm not saying it should be censored more, but I'm just like saying, like, they should make more media around that. Just, I don't know, just like more diverse kinds of kids media. Maybe I don't consume enough kids media, I don't know, but I like watching cartoons.
No, from the kids media that I've seen, for some reason these children always have a nemesis, and I grew up thinking I'm gonna have a nemesis somewhere in my life, like, oh, they're plotting to like blow up something and I'm gonna have to fix it. Come to find out, that's just bills. That's what the true nemesis is of an adult.
This is Rochester Gas and Electric.
Yes!
My nemesis.
I just never got it. Now, for me, the censorship that I've always wanted to talk about in kids' cartoons is they're like, well, he's the bad guy, he's the villain. I'm like, well, can we talk about how he got there?
Yeah, like, maybe he needs therapy.
Yes! I feel like the kid censorship is just like, they're bad.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, like, okay, we always kept saying, like, swiper, no swiping, but you never asked, like, swiper, why swiping?
If you don't get the fuck out of my head.
Maybe he's poor.
Right. Maybe swiper's hungry.
Maybe he's homeless.
Right.
Like, literally, like, he doesn't have to be this terrible monster.
We could think of how to bring him back. And say, like, oh, okay, you need food services. here's a food pantry. You need housing services. Girl, we got you. Like, we can help. But censorship is like, he's bad.
Yeah.
Shun him. Shame him. He's bad.
Yeah. And they never explain really why beyond that.
They don't.
Just like, oh, he's stealing. That's it. He's stealing. Like, stealing makes you bad.
Right. It's just like, he's stealing. That's it. We're all done. Case solved. It's not. I don't think it's fair to children to cheat them out of that. Like, at least give more to children. They can understand, like, oh, he's stealing because he didn't have Cheez-Its after snack time. Okay. Now we have an idea what's happening. Now,
we're over here, like, therapizing all the characters.
Well, see, now I want to ask you about something. Now, have you ever seen a cartoon where a character is obviously drunk, but since it's a kid's cartoon, they're like, oh, it's juice or soda?
Oh, like, give me an example.
So, example I'll use. What was, there was a kid's cartoon for a while. I want to say it was an episode. It was possibly SpongeBob or possibly Rugrats. And somebody tried soda. Somebody tried soda for the first time and they were just obsessed with it. Angelica. Angelica and Rugrats. She tried soda for the first time. And she's like, oh, this is so good. But then they make her appear to be like a drunk person.
Yeah.
And drinking soda. And she's like obsessed with it. And I'm like, so as a kid, I was like, oh, she just loves soda. She's got hiccups now. Oh my God, they're scared. As an adult, I'm like, hey, so this is alcoholism and we are not addressing this.
Like, your kid's got a sugar problem.
Right. If anything, and I see, like, animes, where in an anime, they'll say, like, oh, the characters are drinking juice in mm-hmm. the English translation. And clearly, they're not drinking juice. This is wine. This is liquor. Because everybody's drunk. They're falling
it's
down.
It's grape juice.
Like, everybody's falling all over the place. And I'm like, this ain't juice. But as a kid, that made me want to try that juice. So good job.
Just like became a juice connoisseur. Like, oh, juicy! This juicy fruit is from 1998.
That was a good year. I don't know. I don't know. I just, when I think of censorship in kids' cartoons, I feel like it is so terribly done. What are some bad ones you've seen?
Let me think. Okay, so I don't know if this is a censorship thing, but I need to talk about Caillou's dad was like the frailest man in existence. Like, and I don't know if that was like a censorship choice because they didn't want to, like, have any, like, you know, like, toxic masculinity. But there is, like, no, like, type of, like, anger or any type of emotion that's not happy.
Right?
Oh, wait, no, there's excited. I'm like, dude, like, you're over here, like, baking, go off, sis, I love it. But, like, you know, the cookie's got to burn once in a while. Like, something's got to piss you off.
I feel like you could tell him the world is going to end. And he's going to be like, okay, let's go bake cookies. Like, there's no negative emotion that comes from him. And I don't like his dad because of that. I'm like, why are you so fucking happy all the time? I don't like Rosie, though.
Rosie's a spoiled bitch.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Rosie. I'm so happy that show is canceled. My nephew's got me watching it. I'm like, okay, this little bitch, she's like that little girl who blew out the birthday candle for that one girl's yep. birthday.
I'm Rosie. Like, oh, no.
Censor Caillou.
Bring back Caillou. So what else? Let's see. I think Harry Potter would have been more badass if it was rated R.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, if they turned him into, like, an adult book or into just, like, rated R movies, like, where people are, like, What are they rated now?
So they were PG-13 in the end. The first two were PG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were never G. They were PG. So the first two were PG.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, like, people are dying and stuff, but they're always, like, either dying off screen or, like, dying, like, painlessly, like quickly and suddenly, like, with the Avada Kedavra. Blah, blah, blah. I always mix it up.
Can I tell you, I hate that curse so much. And I hate it because the girl used it to kill Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you bitch, I hate
you. Yeah, yeah, fucking bitch, Bellatrix is strange.
I looked at her and I was like, I would have loved you if you wouldn't have killed him. Because she killed him like a bitch. She did it and she disappeared. Like, I don't like her. I want Hermione to beat her ass, but...
I would love if Harry Potter was just like a gory death. Where, like, someone's, like, heart is being torn out magically. That would be insane.
Right. So the first two movies I didn't like. And when I realized the rating on them, I was like, Andrew, I think this is why you don't like them. Because there was, like, no physical action or, like, violence. It was just, like, wizard things. And I'm like, okay. But then when was the third movie went to PG? And that was that when the Dementors were in it?
I think so. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, oh. This emotional torture and distress, I am here for this.
Classic.
It's so good. It's a delicious, like, yummy rating. Let me ask you about it. G-rated movies. Let's talk about censorship and the levels that we have. A G-rated movie, what do you expect to see and what don't you expect to see?
I don't expect to see any nudity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect there to be any curse words. I will allow, like, what is it? An allusion towards a curse word.
Okay.
Like, when someone's like, holy, and then they catch themselves, they're like, cow. You know what I mean? Okay. Or, like those jokes for parents. I will allow those in G. But not actual curse words, I would say.
Okay.
Because I feel like G, I mean, I think of, like, all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, like, every household is different. And some kids are exposed to cursing more than others. But I feel like that should be up to the parent to, like, kind of have that conversation with that child.
Oh, yeah. I can agree with that.
I expect to see... I don't know. I also expect to see... No, I was gonna say a good soundtrack, but that could be hit or miss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it really can be.
What about you?
I'm thinking. Oh, sorry. Okay, for a G-rated movie, definitely no nudity. I don't expect to even see hand holding. Be quite honest, I expect it to be very like Christian Bible school video, like VeggieTales, where it's just vegetables talking about the love of Jesus Christ. And there you go. That's what I expect to see in a G-rated movie. If I see anything that's mythological and it isn't Christianity, I immediately assume that it's a PG movie because the G people won't have that. They're like, girl, no.
Yeah, I feel like, do you think that's, like, religion-based? Because, like, you said, like, the little, like, church background in a character, like, that's always, like, a G type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that's a conscious choice of being, like, oh, no, like, our religion doesn't believe that. We're going to make that PG.
I kind of think that's what it is, where it's, like, you're going to wear two separate sets of clothing. Oh, no, that is for the 13-year-olds to see. That is not for children's church. Like, we don't do that. I expect it to be very, and I hate the word, but I'm only using the word because I think of pure flicks. I mean, it's like pure. Pure flicks is like Netflix, but the Christian version. It is very pure to their terms of the word. And that's what I expect to see in a G movie. There's not a single thing in here you could get offended by. Even the scissors in the movies have curled tips. Like, it's nothing's offensive. I didn't even expect to see someone with an open mouth. Like, they're just talking and you don't see the inside of their mouth. That's how censored it is.
What's your favorite G movie?
My favorite G movie. Believe it or not, I have a favorite G movie.
What is it?
It is Pokemon Pikachu's Great Adventure. And it's a G-rated movie, and it's very good.
Nice.
What is yours?
So I think it is currently the best movie I ever watched is different than my favorite movie.
Okay.
The best movie I ever watched was Soul.
Okay.
And the my favorite G-rated movie at the moment is Trolls World Tour. It was so good.
I have not seen Trolls World
Tour. Oh my goodness, it was so good.
Okay. So PG, what are you thinking?
PG. I don't even know what's rated PG. What do I watch this PG? What's Drag Race rated? Well, TV and film are rated differently.
They are. TV is different. Like, I think Drag Race is like TV 14. Like, I think like 14 is the appropriate age that the heterosexuals have said you can learn about gay and not get infected. Like, that's it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, probably. What about PG though? I don't. What's PG?
PG is parental guidance. So like, it's supposed to be watched with a parent.
Yeah, so they can explain stuff. Yeah. But like, I can't think of like an. I know obviously I've watched PG movies in my life. I just can't think of like any off the top of my head that like stand out. I was like, oh, that's a good PG movie.
I'm trying to think too.
I feel like PG is just kind of that category that's just like there.
It is kind of just there. You know what? The only PG movie I can think of that I loved was the Ninja Turtles movies, the first three, because they cursed. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the Goonies, because in the Goonies they said fuck. And I was like sold. I was like, oh my God.
Was that PG or PG-13?
PG.
I think that's PG-13 came later.
Mm-hmm. PG-13 came later. This was like early. I'm old, John. Sorry. but oh my God, you can see like Raphael for the Ninja Turtles cursing. So best movie ever. But when I think of PG, I think that there's going to be like something in there that somebody would find uncomfortable, like two characters holding hands for too long, or even like an on-scene kiss between characters, or a punch, like somebody gets hit with something. I think that's like PG.
Yeah.
I expect to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like PG's, once they introduce like fleshed out romantic characters, mm-hmm. other than mom and dad.
Yes. Like mom and dad just go into a room. Yeah. That's G. PG is like, oh, mom and dad are being mom and dad.
Yeah. Well, now that I think about it though, is Trolls PG or is it G? I'm not sure. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Okay. It sounds like such a tough task.
Oh my God. Such a good movie. So fucking catchy.
I'm gonna have to watch it. Maybe I'll watch it on the train tomorrow.
So, okay. What else about censorship? So we talked about media, we talked about TV, we talked about music. What about in other media? What about like in porn?
Porn and censorship in porn. There's been a few types of censorship that I've seen in porn that I have found very hot, to be honest. I've seen like porn where a person's face is blurred out or they have a mask to hide their identity, almost like a self-censorship. I kind of like it when you take away the humanistic qualities and all we see is the bodies. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely, like an entire headspace, and I feel like that it's sexy. So I think that kind of goes back to the question of what we were talking about earlier: is it sexy?
Yes, I do feel like censorship can be very sexy.
Well, what about in so we talked about like the animated porn, mm-hmm. which I love. I'm a big fan of animated porn. Mm-hmm. But what about like as far as like what categories do you think should or shouldn't be censored on like things like Pornhub and like XTube?
This is probably gonna sound so weird, but I feel like bukkake porn should be censored.
That's interesting. Okay, go on.
No. I feel like bukkake porn should be censored because it would be hotter if as the guys are coming, a black bar just appears on their dick, but we see the cum shots. I feel like that would be so hot.
Oh, okay. I don't understand that. That's completely your thing.
I don't know why. And it's got to be like a facial bukkake. Like, that's what it's got to be. What is what you have? Because I'm not going to stop laughing.
Oh, okay. So, I can't with you. So, I know that certain things are like kind of like right off the bat already censored. Mm-hmm. So things like, what do you call it? Like shit porn is like, I'm pretty sure, banned from Pornhub. And I'm like, incest, that's the term. I was like, what do you call that? Mm-hmm. Incest. You can only allude to it as close as like step relatives.
Mm-hmm. The girls were mad. Mm-hmm. There was an article, I want to say I read it about 3 weeks ago. They were pretty mad that incest porn, you can't search for it anymore on Pornhub.
Yeah.
It is gone. Which I didn't, how many of y'all looking up incest porn? I know. No judgment, but yo.
We'll do a poll.
Yes, I'm going to do a poll. Like,
what it needs to be anonymous, though.
Yes.
Instagram one's not anonymous, but the Twitter one is.
The Twitter one's anonymous. Well, keep it anonymous. I just want to know, what are your porn searches? Like, I want to know.
Yeah, let us know. What's your go-to porn search?
Yeah. Oh, I looked up balloon popping porn. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's called looning.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole thing.
I did not know this.
I've never watched it. I might watch it just for science.
I watched one and it was very, very interesting. It was like the guy was getting balloons popped in his ears and it was very arousing to him. And he came without even touching himself.
Interesting. And I was
like, okay.
I don't see the appeal whatsoever. But I would love to learn more about it.
Me too. I'm here for it.
I'm gonna Google one later. So did you hear also, like, Pornhub took down everything that is not verified.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to be held responsible for any, like, underage porn that could be, because you can't tell with some people.
Mm-hmm.
They look older, or they're older and look younger.
Mm-hmm.
So they took a lot of that down. How do you feel about that?
I'm actually very happy that they took that down. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that has always scared me when it comes to porn and searching for porn. So there are specific things that I will never search for, like, you know, teen or was it like barely legal? I know those were big searches.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I go on Pornhub, you hit it, and that's like one of the recommended searches that would used to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even appear anymore. I'm so happy about that. So I'm happy that they took all that down, because it's going to protect children in the end. That's probably one of the biggest benefits from it. I don't know how you get paid from Pornhub as far as views, money, and all that stuff. But if we start taking money away from sex traffickers, people who are doing this mm-hmm. to hurt people, it's going to make them less vulnerable. So mm-hmm. I'm happy that they did that.
Yeah, I think, you know, certain censorship is required, especially when it comes to, like, sex and keeping underage people out of that. But I think it can also be overly done, like OnlyFans. Because OnlyFans now basically has taken down a bunch of like kink accounts and fetish accounts, because things like fisting, water sports, any type of like extreme play is no longer allowed on their platform.
I still think that's fair.
Yeah, so now you have to go on like Just for Fans or like different sites. But yeah, like it's they're basically just deleting accounts at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have anything on your headline that says that you do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like if you're in any kind of fetish or kink world, you're basically losing your livelihood.
You really are. Like, if I specifically go to this person's page because I like watching them pee, now I can't watch them pee. Yeah. Not only did that take money out of their pockets, now you've taken away my enjoyment for your site. What kind of things? Like, I can understand censorship for things that are hurting other people, but if someone wants to take a shit on camera, that's their choice.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting hurt from taking a shit.
Yeah, like, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Right.
Like, it just, I don't know. You know what I mean? I feel like as long as it's consensual at the end of the day, you can really do whatever you want when it comes to porn.
Right.
As long as you're not hurting anyone.
Right.
And that's as simple as that.
I think that's the meaning of porn in a way, is porn is an expression that we get to see of a very hyper realized moment mm-hmm. that any human can have. But in the end, it's also art.
Mm-hmm.
It's also an expression means. So if we censor it when it's not doing anything that violates what we have set forward as a society as safe and legal,
mm-hmm.
why are we censoring it?
Yeah. Like, I feel like sodomy is very vague.
Oh, so
like,
vague.
Sodomy could include, like, just putting a dildo up your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I think that's I think, you know, we think about, like, the legal definition, and it's like, oh, it's in this state, it's legal to do this, and in this state, it's legal to do that, and sometimes they're just, like, these weird, like, minor sex acts,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that's, it's, I don't know, that shocks me every time.
I feel like when,
like, it's illegal to own a vibrator or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck, we're more than seven dildos. It's like, why that number specifically?
I feel like a lawmaker in those states, like, I want to say, and tell me if I'm wrong, I want to say it was Idaho, and this is one of those weird Jeopardy facts, that anal sex is illegal in Idaho. I may be wrong on the state, but I think that was what I had heard. And I'm like, so I imagine that whoever the lawmaker is that proposed this bill tried to stick it in somebody's butt, and they were like, no, we are not doing that. Or they had somebody stick it in their butt, and they're like, oh, I don't like how this feels. And they're like, I'm making a bill tomorrow. We're putting it on the floor. Vote for this. No butt sex.
Yeah, I kind of want, like, someone to do that campaign now. So I can see how it unfolds. Like, what is your platform exactly?
I just can't imagine, like, a group of, let's say, interns or, like, campaign people knocking door to door. Hi, miss. So have you heard about butt sex today? The dangers of butt sex?
It's sweeping our nation.
Right? I can only imagine.
Just, like, canvassing. Oh, goodness.
The sins of the butt will punish us all. Like, just hand out flyers. Just, like, butt sex causes this. Well, this rule will prevent butt sex. I just feel like it'll happen.
So, what are your takes on, like, when porn is, and this is kind of more like one of those, you're not seeing a black box or anything,
mm-hmm.
but it's impacting the actual work, where there are states where you have to wear a condom in porn. So, they can only produce porn with condoms,
mm-hmm.
which removes a whole set of fans, because certain people don't like condoms in their porn,
mm-hmm.
so they don't watch that type. And when that's all they're producing, they're not gonna gravitate towards that product.
I feel that it is intentionally hurting the sex work in those areas. I looked into some of those bills and, like, laws that are in specific states about having to wear a condom or specific situations where sex can be filmed. And I'm like, you're really limiting the potential that these people have to make money. And it seems like it's ingrained from something that people who are still enforcing the rule don't even believe themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've seen a lot of. Stormy Daniels, that's the...
Yep.
She's involved with the president and everything. I know she was in Virginia, and she was at a strip club. And in that strip club, you're not allowed to touch the men. Even if they want to try to touch you, they can't touch you either. But you can't touch them at all. And that really limited the money she was able to make.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking things like that, it's like, are you really doing this for the good of the people? Or are you doing this because you don't want something in your town?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think that things like, or I think websites like OnlyFans and things like that are, in some cases, like now, like abusing their power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think censorship is the fine line, because it's like what you have to, it's a general consensus, and we have to remember that our society is made up of like half Trump supporters who are clearly not using any kind of like logic-based reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're believing in like traditional American values, which are like ridiculous.
It involves slavery.
Yep.
And women never working. So like, what?
So I don't know.
Mm-mm. I like, when I look at it and I just think about it, shit, it was in my head. But when it comes to censorship and how we're seeing it applied, that is also a problem for me, because you'll see the nuclear family, like the American dream. And on those shows, anything can happen. And you don't see much censorship.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to somebody who would be in quote unquote the alternative American, you don't see that. You mm-hmm. see very heavily censored things, very specific situations, and you might get a hint. Like, it's like in the past when a lot of gay shows would come on, it was like we knew the characters were gay, but they never did anything that gay people do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, that's too much to show. You have to cut that out.
Yeah.
And now big technological websites, let's say like Twitter, I'm in between when it comes to certain forms of censorship on those things. Like Twitter, it's a website, but it was privately made by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So in that form of censorship, if they don't want a specific item on their website, I can understand them saying, we don't want this. This got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I do, however, see the other side of it where it's like, yes, this was privately made, but now it's publicly used.
Yeah.
So you can't really censor the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, okay, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that 18 is a good age for porn? Like what we have as a marker in the United States.
I'm going to say no. And I actually feel like the age should be higher, to be quite honest, at least to buy porn. Because, I mean, we've all been underage. We know when you want to go look for something, mm-hmm. you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
We know that's going to happen. But as far as the legal limit, I do feel it should be 21. Just like how it's 21 to start drinking. It should be 21 to get a gun, should be 21 to start smoking, it should be 21 to get porn. All of these things are activities that, aside from it just being something that's sexual, it can actually impact your life in a way that can be addictive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that can be addictive. We should have it to at least you're 21, where you have some common sense. 18, you just want the instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. I actually feel that 18... the drinking age and the porn age should be 18.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people should smoke.
<can't>.
So I'm just going to leave that at that. but yeah, I think it's a good enough age because, okay, one, as we talked about in another episode, like porn, unfortunately, is what people go to as like a sexual education tool, because we don't have good sexual education in this country.
It's terrible.
Like, and I feel like you should be shown porn in sexual education.
Yes. You know what? Okay, you explain it that way, I can agree.
You know what I mean? You should be like, okay, like this is an example of, okay, and I'm not saying like 14-year-old, but like maybe when they're in seniors in high school, like, okay, mm-hmm. like this is, even if it's not like show them a video, but like show them, okay, like here's the DVD case, or like there are websites like this, just so, and like this is perfectly normal thing for people to do. you know, just along with your sexual education, just like when you talk about masturbation as a teenager. Like, that's like, what are you masturbating to? At some point, right. Your imagination is not enough.
See, now they explain it that way. I'm here for it. Because I feel like we should have been shown what porn is in school. Because for me, it was always a very taboo thing that you get in a black bag and you carry up to your room under your shoulder. Like, it was like hidden. You don't talk about porn. If I knew what porn was, I wouldn't have been like, oh my God, I have to sneak and get porn. I just whispered it.
That's self-censorship.
Right. So I can agree. I feel like just in our society in general, one thing that I'll take into account, do you remember Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton and everything? I think about when they were talking about that on the newscasters were so just uncomfortable. Like, you could see them on news talking about, they're like, oral sex, he had oral sex. And I'm like, why are we censoring this? This is a normal American thing. People have done this for ages. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, a lot of people listening have had oral sex.
Right. I'm just thinking about it.
Like, there are people having oral sex as you say this.
Right. You probably had oral sex this morning. Like, what? I just think of those things when I think of the censorship where it's too far. It's too far, like, we can't deny the humanistic things that we do.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, fun question. If there was something like The Purge, like, were to be really happening, and do you think that, like, it should be televised what's going on around? If, like, okay, so everyone's outdoors getting purged, and there's, like, street cameras set up. Do you think that should be televised?
Hmm. I am going to say yes. I feel like yes, The Purge, if it happens, should be televised. I feel like The Purge should be televised because me, a person who wants to know what's happening everywhere in the world, I want to see what's happening around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, broadcast it. This is what's going on in your neighborhood so that way I can protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel it should be like broadcast and like, you know how the Super Bowl starts and those flashing lights and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, like, it's got to be like a newscast, not like not like the annual Hunger Games.
Right. Now, what would you do? What would media look like for you to purge?
I would definitely say the same thing.
Okay.
I would say televise it because, like, I can think, okay, so I know, like, a lot of times the news can cause anxiety for people, but then, like, don't watch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But for me, I get anxiety not knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, like, the news would alleviate my anxiety, even if it's showing all these, like, fucked up things.
Right.
So I would say televise it.
Televise it. Televise Purge, which we kind of saw the other day.
Yeah. But there's going to be, like, no, like, newscaster, because, like, otherwise they might get attacked. They should be home.
You should be home. If the purge happens, I'm not leaving my house. I don't have anybody to purge. I'm not going to try to break into a bank. This does not make any sense. I'm just staying home.
I'm just going to hide in my closet. Yeah. Wait, no, I just give away my hiding space.
It's okay. You'll be fine.
If someone wants to purge me, let's talk about it.
So you're not changing your ID spot?
No. No. That is my hiding spot. It will not have that taken from me.
You know, I can't even say, if you want to purge me, come and talk to me. If you want to purge me, let's just go have a drink. It's just so much easier. Like, let's just go have a drink and just chill. Like, jeez.
All right, any parting words on censorship?
My parting words on censorship, I want to hopefully, in the moment in this lifetime, create an invention that will bleep me when I talk when I'm going to curse. I want to be bleeped in real time.
I hate that.
Like, it'd be so cool. Like, I'm just talking, it's just like, beep.
It's like that episode of Family Guy with the FCC.
Yes. Which I personally would love. But just parting words. If you're going to look at the media, and I'll say it this way. When you look at the media and it comes to things that are happening in our society, look at both spectrums. You may not want to hear the other side, but if you don't hear the other side, you have essentially censored yourself and you don't know what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
So it's good to know both sides.
Yeah. I definitely say try to get the same story from various angles. Mm-hmm. About that, because I think that's how you should make your own decision. Like, you shouldn't make a decision based on a newscast or like an update or whatever happened. Like, you should really make a well-informed decision.
Yes.
And I think it's okay to say, like, I don't know enough to make a decision or to have an opinion. I think that there are a lot of people out there that still self-censor themselves when they look up porn. And I'm going to challenge people to not do that. So, like, whatever you want to look up, look up. Unless it's, like, something illegal.
Yeah, don't look up anything illegal. But explore porn. Porn is fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's like going through the library of just human activities. It's like,
yeah. Oh,
somebody else does this, too.
Yep.
But get, if you have, whatchamacallit, what's the game where you act out the things Pictionary?
Mm-hmm.
Get some Pictionary cards, shuffle them, pick up a Pictionary card, and put all the words that are on that card into a search for porn and see what comes up.
Oh no, that's a great idea. I feel like we should do that on a video one day.
Okay, I'm here for it.
All right, well, have a good week, everybody.
Have a good week, everybody. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Bye.
Bye.